The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's October 24th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, our discussion on the 95 Theses continues. We're well on our way through all 95, and again, we're using Stephen Nichols' short book on the Reformation. It's really a book on the Reformation, Martin Luther, and the 95 Theses, and it's just really a great book to pick up if you're unfamiliar with the background of all of these, the Reformation, Luther, or the Theses. And this book can really just get you caught up, and it would even serve as a great tool for what Nikki and I use it for, Bible study with our children. And links for that book will be in the show notes if you're interested. But we actually only have one point here today, so do you want to read the point, honey?
Point 56 says, "The true treasures of the church, out of which the Pope distributes indulgences, are not sufficiently discussed or known among the people of Christ."
Yeah, this is a crucial point to understand really the whole origin of papal indulgences. On this point, Stephen Nichols in his book notes, the phrase "treasures of the church" refers to the medieval Roman Catholic teaching that the surplus of merits of Christ and the saints are kept in a heavenly treasury. And he goes on to say, in Luther's day, the Pope could withdraw from the treasury and apply these excess merits to those who fell short and needed more. So this is how the Pope was able to make the case for the sale of indulgences. The claim was basically that because Christ lived such a righteous life, and even some saints lived lives of such righteousness, they were able to store their excess righteousness in a heavenly treasure. And the Pope was able to access that treasury and apply that righteousness to the members of the church, for the right price, of course. Martin, here on this point, states pretty clearly that this idea of a heavenly treasury with stored up righteousness is not known or even really discussed among Christians. And Martin will address this point further in the theses, but it's worth noting, just, you know, that even in the 16th century, this was not a well-known doctrine or teaching in the church.
Who can imagine getting to heaven saying, "I'm here mostly because of the points I purchased and not so much because of Jesus dying for my sins"? And this whole thing is just an outright denial of Jesus to begin with. And he intercedes for us, and we are instructed to confess our sins. And scripture says he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we don't start by the Spirit and finish by the works. "God, have mercy on me, a sinner." That is all I can bring to God, and it's all that he requires.
Amen. And our psalm of the day comes from Psalm 26, verse 6 and 7. "I wash my hands in innocence and go around your altar, O Lord, proclaiming thanksgiving aloud and telling all your wondrous deeds."
Our proverb today comes from Proverbs chapter 24, verse 21. "My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not join with those who do otherwise."
And I'll end praying for you from Psalm 145. "May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. that the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.